This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're happy to have Jim Wehmer, the environmental reporter for Florida Today, and Ed Killer, outdoor columnist for TC Palm and Treasure Coast Newspapers. It's Shark Week at Florida Today. So let's start out by talking a little bit about what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Well, we saw what the Discovery Channel's been doing for the last 30 years or so. And we thought, well, how can we localize this? And not to do a sensational series of fear-mongering, but to really kind of have more meat and bones and substantive stories that talk about, are sharks sort of a canary in the coal mine? Can we look at habitat loss? There's some interesting research going on up at NASA, at Kennedy Space Center, about sharks and gators, how they eat each other. There's some fun stories, but yet getting into, well, why does NASA care? So that's the sort of things we looked at.
One of the big stories we're going to talk about is shark fishing and sharks and fishing or shark fishing.
Well, there's been a lot of controversy in the last several years that's been building over the handling of sharks when they're brought to shore by fishermen fishing from the beaches throughout Florida. So a lot of times some of those sharks, especially the large ones like great hammerheads or tiger sharks, sometimes they don't survive the catch and release process very well. So there's a concern for some of these special species of coastal sharks that don't survive release well, as well as swimmer safety, where there's a lot of swimmers and a growing concern that bringing these sharks close to shore during fishing events brings them closer to contact with swimmers that are unknowing and increasing the potential for shark bites. So regulations are going to change probably, and the process has already begun as recently as April. And so sometime later this year, we may see some new regulations for people who do like to fish for sharks from shore.
You know, one of the things that we're looking at is one of the reporters interviewed a lot of the shark bite victims, describing sort of the horrific nature of that. That, you know, what could possibly go through your mind when that's happening and the thoughts that must race through your head at that point. It's you against the shark kind of thing. So we get into a lot of the narrative, you know, of that drama, what that's like and what the difficulty of, you know, the recovery and just the psychological impact of that.
You know, Brevard County is always at the top of the list as far as the counties in the state of Florida, the coastal counties, as far as its number of shark bites it gets every year. You know, Volusia County is number one on the list. Brevard County is number two. So there's quite a bit of activity. We get about 35 bites a year in Florida, that, you know, in all the coastal counties combined. But, you know, 8 or 9 of them will take place in Brevard County. So it's one of those things that it does come close to home. Maybe you haven't been bit yourself, but maybe you know somebody who knows somebody who was bit. So it is something that is a regular occurrence. The sharks aren't out to get us. And that's one of the things that will be covered in this series, is there'll be some true and false and some myth-busting that goes on in this series, where we have some pieces with researchers and some other people who have been studying these sharks to determine, you know, what their activity is based on how they interact with humans.
There's been some recent research that's pretty interesting about how ocean warming is affecting shark migration, actually pushing the blacktip sharks further north. And as a result of that, they're pushing into cloudier waters, more near inlets up our way in Brevard and in the Carolinas versus in South Florida, where the water's really clear and they can see what they're hunting. So these mistaken identity occurrences where people get bit, there's thought that maybe that incident, the frequency of that could increase over time.
This series will run all week long, Monday through Friday, and you can find out more at floridatoday.com or in your local newspaper.